The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
5 minutes after 8 o'clock, this is Piscopo in the Morning. Unfortunately, we're Piscopolis today. He is in Las Vegas, so Joe Borelli's here, Al Gattulo is here, and I'm here, yours truly, Frank Morano. And we are thrilled to get a Friday morning visit from one of our favorite people, certainly our favorite chef, only guy that's invited us to a restaurant opening, Chef David Burke. David, how are you?
I'm good.
Thanks for coming in. People can see your greatest hits at Tavern 62 or at your new establishment, The Woodpecker, which is where Joe Borelli and I were. We had a good time. Whether you like crickets or not, it is a great place to go. The pizza is to die for.
We had a great night last night, too. Good stuff. Everything's coming around nicely.
So I always wonder about what people who prepare food for a living do in terms of their own food consumption. Like you, for instance, what did you do for dinner last night?
That's a good question. I had, you know, when I worked at Woodpecker, I had a piece of Bronzino as I stood there working. It was actually an extra order. It was in a window. Somebody canceled because they had to leave.
Right.
And I just,
you can't let it go to waste.
Fish for dinner.
You know what? I stood there and slowly took bite by bite over an hour period. That was my identity.
And you want to see what the kitchen is putting out for the people. You know, if they know if it's coming to you. They got to make it perfect.
You know what? People were watching me eat it because we have a chef table right there, a bunch of women wearing from Florida and stuff, and they were like, well, what are you eating? I said, I had the Bronzino, which we pick all the time at restaurants, and which is not that healthy because when you're standing up, you're usually putting stuff between bread or we have pizza there.
Right,
You know, it's good to sit down and eat correctly and enjoy it. But, you know, again, we were too busy. We had the busiest night since we opened.
Wow, congratulations.
That's awesome.
In the summer, that's great news. Thursday in the summer is good.
So if people want to go, they should call and they can make reservations still. It's not one of these impossible.
We have such a big bar, too. You can walk right in.
Oh, really? Okay.
And the happy hour is fantastic. We're doing the big bacon clotheslines. We're giving away bacon. I think the burger's $5, the wine's $5, the beer's $5, the oyster's $1
during
happy hour. Everything's $5.
Councilman Burley went to your place at in D.C. at Trump Hotel.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I mean, with Joe.
Oh, right. Okay.
And I've eaten there several times. Yeah. In fact, they're also opening not you, but someone else is opening a sushi Nakazawa as well.
It should be opening any day now.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
Now, when you go down really there, vibrant, Joe, do you throw David's name around all of, in the hopes of getting a better table or something?
I'm totally shameless. Yeah.
Chef, let me ask you a question. You mentioned about a chef's table in the restaurant at the Woodpecker. For those who don't know, what is that?
Well, that's usually a table that's near the kitchen or in the kitchen that you come in and you can get a special menu where the chef usually serves you or engages and talks to you about. You know, in our case there, the kitchen's wide open, so the chef stands right there.
So you're watching them as they're preparing
the meal. I'd have to be unsocial not to talk to them.
Okay.
Standing right. You know,
right.
You know, I'm right there, so I usually send them extra stuff, and we get to talk, and what do you want? You can do a special menu or just, you know, we're taking pictures and all that. Sometimes if anyone comes in and wants to make pizza, we throw them in the back.
Cool.
Yeah, there's usually kids or stuff, but...
And what are the kids? They make 5, 6, 12 pizzas, so you know you can keep it moving along.
I just get them at this so the parents can have a good time.
Where is the place you eat most often, most nights?
Tavern 62.
Tavern 62.
That's my home
place. You never get tired of the menu there, eating it yourself.
No, I mean, you know, sometimes I get pleasantly reminded how good something is. Like I had a lamb at Woodpecker the other night. You know, I was like, just make me half order lamb with couscous. I sat down. It was beautiful.
Wow.
And, you know, because you need to do that because you see it all the time. It's like listening to an old song. It's
right.
Like, you know, love it.
What would you say if you had...
Tavern, we change the menu a lot, so I have to go in and I, you know, and you got to sit in different tables in the restaurant. See what's going
what
on.
What drives the menu changes? Is it seasonal?
Seasonality, yep. Travels, trends, health, you know, what's available in the market, and a whim, what we think people want.
What's your favorite ingredient to work with, if you had to pick?
Well, I love working with eggs, number one. But I, as an ingredient, as a protein, I like to cook whole fish, whole birds, whole bigger pieces of meat than individual little.
Yeah, speaking of which, we have some Fred Flintstone size sides.
I'm going to Periscope. Do we have any AM970 prohibitions against using Periscope?
No, I don't think so. Right, I think we can Periscope.
Well, here, you know what I brought?
Goodness.
I bought some beef.
First of all, I'm sorry. You don't have to take the knife out. I mean,
this is how I fix my flat tires.
It's a butcher's knife.
I go on the side of the road and I show somebody a knife.
They go, no problem.
Fix that for me.
There's a butcher's knife next to me the size of a sword. I mean, this is wow.
Wow.
This is handmade for me, actually.
This is a knife that
it's
would intimidate OJ.
Yeah. It's almost, what
Vulcan
kind of knife is that?
This is the, don't mess with me. Kind of this clearly. Is what you'd call a French knife. This was custom made upstate New York.
Very
Joey
nice.
Palmer, dear chef friend of my guy, used to work for Eon's Oreo.
We appreciate
local,
you keeping
local,
it in New York.
Very
state,
good.
Huh?
Very good. Governor Cuomo's happy.
Anyway, so I wanted to go through some beef quick. Anyway, burger meat.
This is big. Come barbecue season, you're holding
like
a hamburger
a half
patty.
It's an 8-ounce burger.
8 ounce.
But you see all that white stuff and all that fat.
That's the marble.
30% fat in a burger. Filet mignon, very lean.
So you're holding
the
filet mignon.
The white stuff in the filet is the marble, because that's ground. We grind all of this stuff in with it.
Right.
So if a filet mignon's taste is drier, that's why you often put a sauce on filet mignon. Mm-hmm. Burger's juicy because a lot of fat. And then this bad boy is a porterhouse. Dry. Yeah. This is dry.
Giant
enormous.
Porterhouse steak.
So this is the
huge.
Filet of the porterhouse. But this
how heavy is that steak?
Looks like it's from a dinosaur.
That's what, a 48 ounce?
No,
64. 36. A 36? Wow.
My goodness.
So that is
but
a big piece.
Look at that filet.
Wow, cutting it in half.
Look at the texture of this versus this. This is fresh meat.
Right. Look at that.
Cutting
down
the texture difference of how ham-like that is versus mm-hmm. the wet. This has a lot of moisture in it.
So what's better for grilling? You can grill with either, right? But if you're going to do the filet mignon, you got to
grill.
Well,
if you're going to grill outdoors, yeah. You're going to grill, you can use a cheaper cut. And
chef is slicing the filet.
So
into
I'm going to show
strips.
You how to do something on a grill. If you were going to grill something, buy a big steak.
You're putting it on a giant block of pink Himalayan salt. Yeah. Most household barbecuers don't have,
you don't have
a giant block
of
salt.
Where do you get a block of Himalayan salt?
The Himalayas.
Yeah, you go hiking. You go camping.
And now right. we have a blowtorch.
There's a blowtorch.
So, just blowtorch because I don't have an oven. This is what the sushi
salt,
guys do.
Pepper, blowtorch.
So, the idea is take beef, slice it thin like sashimi, throw it on your grill real quick. Even at an untender cut, it'll be easier to eat.
Wow.
Okay.
Sprinklers are going off in the studio.
And by saying real quick, how long? A minute or two?
With the blowtorch?
No, not with the blowtorch.
We've got flames. We have got flames, everyone.
Well, I know Joe cooks with a blowtorch.
Right.
So, you know, nice. See this here.
Wow, smell that? You mm-hmm. Wow, my goodness. Now,
and this is an easy way to do anything.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, my
All right,
goodness.
Wait, here we go.
Yeah, and if you want it a little more cooked, you just keep the blowtorch on there
fantastic.
For a little bit longer. That's all.
It's almost creamy, the meat.
Wow.
Like it's
buttery.
This is the aged filet, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. Now, did you always knew you wanted to be a chef, even as a kid?
No.
What did you? Wow, this is really
right. You know, I started working in restaurants. I was a dishwasher and fell in love with the kitchen. I wasn't really exposed to restaurant food, and we didn't eat out that much.
It really is amazing with just a little salt and pepper does to meat.
Yeah,
you know, you don't need.
Well, also, this is a quality piece of meat.
But isn't that the trick though? With meat, you're not supposed to be over seasoning it. It's really to the basics.
A good steak needs very little. A little bit of salt, pepper, maybe some butter some people put on it, or rendered beef fat. Now, the other thing is you can, with the salt block, you can just let it sit here and get seasoned and eat it like carpaccio.
Hey, we got to describe. I mean, so right now there is a pink block of Himalayan salt. There is a blowtorch. There is just cuts of meat laid out amongst this pink block of salt. And all the chef is using is salt and pepper. Right now he is digging into the porterhouse, cutting it in half once again. He's got some filet mignon already lined up on the salt.
And this is the sirloin.
And, Chef, you use the Himalayan salt in all of your steak to age the meat.
We age the meat with the salt. Now, the salt is a novelty item right now.
Right.
you don't need to use it. But I, you know, I think it's more unique. But even at home, you can just throw this on a piece of foil, blowtorch it at your table, and eat sashimi style, fat free. I mean, you have the fat in the meat, but yeah. You don't need to saute.
Do you think, in your mind, do people just have blowtorches at home where they're just ready to go?
They keep it next to the giant block of pink Himalayan salt.
Right, exactly. What's this for? Well, we're gonna grill.
If they don't,
you know, blowtorch.
I'd rather have a blowtorch than a gadget I never use.
Fair enough.
An egg beater or a. You know, something that you get. If you're gonna, you know, blowtorch is, especially for guys, it's like the remote control.
Yeah.
Once you have it. It's like
right, you want to use everything it right. You blowtorch everything. That's it.
You blowtorch in your hard-boiled egg.
Honey, we really don't need to blowtorch the popcorn tonight. That's all right. It's movie night. Yeah, why not?
Let me brulee this.
Well, right. You know, so as a chef, speaking of movies, since Al brings up, three of my favorite movies that came out recently all had to do with cooking. One was Chef, one was Le Chef, and one was The 100-Foot Journey. But, you know, I watch movies about radio, and I see how unrealistic it is. When you watch a movie about cooking or about being a chef, how do you rank those?
Or one I didn't hear. What was the one?
So Chef with Jon Favreau.
That was a great movie.
That was the
and then I tried the
Porterhouse again. It was fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely fantastic.
And did you see The 100-Foot Journey?
I did not.
No, okay, all right. So
I saw the one with Bradley Cooper, too, whatever that was.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh, that was good. He has the food truck.
Yeah.
That's a nice one.
No, that was Chef.
No, that's Jon Favreau.
Yeah. Well, that's Sean.
That's Chef.
Same guy.
And that one was a little out there. Had some good food scenes. Showed the structure of the kitchen a little bit. The romantic part at the end I didn't care for. But I thought it was a pretty good movie. I was a little disappointed in it. But it showed the intensity of and the drama that goes on in kitchens.
Now, you were just in New Orleans this week, right?
I was in Vegas and New Orleans. Oh. I actually went opposite of Joe.
Yeah, right. He was just in both. What were you doing out there in New Orleans?
New Orleans, my daughter is attending Tulane Law, so we got her set up an apartment, some eating.
Wow. That's a city that's pretty...
Do you research the restaurants in New Orleans before you go there, just to get an idea of where you'd want to
eat? Full disclosure, David took a picture of his daughter. The two of you were standing outside of Emeril's, getting ready to go into Emeril's restaurant. You said he's still cooking great. The food is awesome.
He is. And it was called Merrill. M-E-R-I-L. They dropped the E. I don't know why, for what reason, cleverness, or he doesn't want to have another Emeril. But the food was great. And then we ate another place called Herb Saint, and that was good, too.
Okay.
And then we found a little place across the street from where she lives. She lives across the street from the cemetery. Got her a nice, quiet place.
Oh, nice. Undisturbed in the morning when she's having her coffee. Sure.
But when you go to a place like that, that's well known for its unique food, culture, and history, do you come back with all sorts of ideas for how you're going to experiment in terms of your other restaurants?
Sometimes, yes. This trip, no, because it was tight, and we just wanted to go see. If I wanted to do a little dig some research, I would have went to some really hometown places. Creole, like really down. Then right. I would take something like a
jambalaya or an etouffee.
Jambalaya, and then I'd take the idea behind that perhaps and throw some finesse in it to be able to actually charge more money and make it fit my clientele.
I could see you making like a killer muffalata.
Yeah.
Like something like that would really work.
And a muffalata is a great sandwich, and you never see it in New York.
No,
why is that?
I don't know, because everybody that eats it loves it.
Well, yeah, because it's the quintessential sandwich for New Orleans, which would translate perfectly in New York.
It's got olive relish on it. That's great, and it's an Italian hero with olive relish. Really, I'm sure I'm missing something.
Now you're also a French trained chef that we've talked about before. If you had to, let's say it was your last weekend on Earth, right? Yeah. And you had to pick one city anywhere in the world solely based on the quality of the food that you could eat there. Where would it be?
Hong Kong.
Really?
Blown away. I never would have guessed.
Singapore or Hong Kong.
Why?
Because I just love that. The real authentic Chinese food that is not, you know, changed for American palates. Mm-hmm. Really clean, fresh fish live caught, frogs caught live and butchered. Steamed dumplings, the noodles, the Peking ducks, all of those flavors I love.
Wow.
And they have digestive qualities that are built into the flavors. So, they say you're hungry after each. That's because the digestive properties of eating that, the balance of sweet, sour, and salty, etc. You digest it easier, so you appear, you seem to think you're hungry,
but you're really not.
When you drive through, you know, like Route 9 in the Midwest somewhere, and you just see chain restaurant after chain restaurant.
Long Island is that way.
Do you ever just boil over with like either sadness or anger? It
happens to me
in
airports when I can't find a place to eat in an airport. You know, or I go to a chain restaurant, and basically they're formulaic menus, like a diner. You kind of know it's going to have tacos and pizza and a burger, and it's going to have a Jack Daniels rub on something. And it's really hard to eat healthy in some of these places unless you just, I mean, they all have a salad and this and that. So,
and you can't bring your blowtorch to the airport, which is a problem. I mean, it's...
No. But you know what? We can get minis. We got to work on the minis.
People ask me all the time about how to get into radio. I'm sure people ask Joe all the time about if they're interested in getting into politics. If someone was interested in becoming a chef today, what would you tell them?
I was going to be sarcastic and say some head for the hills, but...
Well, no, would you? Because I tell that to people on radio.
I get asked that question a lot, and I'm going to answer it in two parts. First part is... Most of their parents ask me, you know, my son or my daughter, they love cooking, they watch all the shows, and he makes great, you know, pot pie at home, and he's going to be a chef. And I'm like, slow down. First of all, the cooking part is 20%.
Mm.
The stamina, the endurance, the long hours, the dedication, all that. You are working all the time, and you're working when everybody else is partying and having family events.
See,
holidays,
I recognize
weekends, nighttime, this and that. Your social life goes out the door. You can create your own social life after midnight, and that's a different category. That's a different type of social life, and it's a dangerous one for a lot of people that are in the restaurant business.
Sure.
Because nothing really good's kicking around at 2 a.m. But if you're getting out at 1, you're just warming up.
See, now, I recognize that I would love to be a restaurant owner. I don't want to own a restaurant.
Right.
You know, I would love to be at the end of the bar buying a drink for
exactly,
my friend and bragging over the steak.
Hey, listen, I want to be Tom Brady. I just don't want to get hit.
And then what was the last part of what you were going to say? So you would say...
So the key is to go make sure there's restaurant experience first, real restaurant experience. Even if you have to go volunteer at a local place, grab the chef. Most chefs are friendly guys. And say, I got a kid. He wants to learn. Can he work for a week for free?
Ah.
Stand
this
on
is
your
like
feet
the plot of a movie.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Listen to the yelling and screaming. Let them stand in a 110-degree spot for 5 hours without a break, you know, and sweating it out and no cell phone. And see if he still likes it, then you got a shot.
Oh, you lost me with no cell phone. you lost me there.
What we're doing now, I'm going to Saratoga today. We're starting a... Culinary Academy up there.
Oh, really?
Saratoga, beautiful.
And it's really at the infant state, so I don't want to say too much, but we have a space there. It's already equipped. It's a commissary. We're going to try and get about 10 local boys or girls or youngsters and create. They're going to do an apprenticeship program for us. We'll probably scholarship the whole first year.
Wow.
You know,
beautiful.
It'll work for us, but they don't have to pay for the schooling aspect of it.
Sure.
And the following year. And then we'll guarantee them jobs for extern during the summer. They can work there because it's so busy in the summer.
Right.
And then we'll promise them a job somewhere in the tri-state area. At least we're preparing them. They don't walk out of cooking school with $50, $60, $70, $80,000 debt and make $15 an hour.
Right.
They make them be able to make more because they'll get a certificate from us at the Adelphi Hotel and or David Burke.
Joe's doing the same thing with a politician academy where training young politicians.
You really have to learn. But if you have the thirst for knowledge and food and you like the creativity, it's a good job, but it's really a lifestyle more than a job.
Wow. Now, that's good advice. David, thank you very, very much, my friend.
Yeah, thanks.
Appreciate you bringing your own blowtorch. We have to supply most guests with their own blowtorch.
Don't tell people that.
They're not going to let me in City Hall with that. They definitely wouldn't.
You're guaranteed a seat on the subway.
could you imagine if he brought that in there? I have a bill that I want paid. No problem. We'll vote.
I am the chairman of the fire committee.
And then you can light cigars after it's signed.
It's true. We'll take a break. We'll continue with Joe Borelli next. This is the Joe Piscopo Show. I'm Frank Morano here with Al Gattullo. But first, here's Amy Salerno with the news.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer. Good morning. At the inbound George Washington Bridge, a smooth ride on the upper and lower levels. All your approaches are quiet. At the Lincoln Tunnel, it's a 15-minute delay citybound. The Holland is a 20-minute wait inbound from the Turnpike and 25 from the 1 and 9 approach. Once you're in the city, Harlem River Drive is slow southbound from 5th Avenue to the Willis Avenue Bridge. Northbound delays on the Harlem River Drive at 8th Avenue are due to an accident, which has got traffic backed up to 145th Street. Emergency construction on the West Side Highway between 125th Street and Exit 11. Weather for today, scattered thunderstorms this morning, mainly cloudy this afternoon, with more thunderstorms likely, high near 85. You'll see some more thunderstorms tomorrow morning and a chance of more scattered showers in the afternoon, highs 84. This report brought to you by the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. Use your power to cure and pedal with a purpose at Spin 4 Crohn's and Colitis Cures. Grab some friends to join you for this high-energy indoor cycling event benefiting the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. Visit spin4.org to learn more. You now know how not to go. I'm Amy Salerno and AIM 970 The Answer.
Buying a home requires a lending partner who can help you navigate through the mortgage process. A Citizens Bank loan officer can help answer all your questions and help you select the products you need in a clear and personal way. So the next time you have a question about home financing, call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Relief Factor is made from high-quality fish oil and essential nutrients. Gives your body the help it needs to aid fighting recurring aches and pains. When life's aches and pains get you down, you need relief. Physicians made Relief Factor as an essential way to support the body's fight against aches and pains. It's a remarkable product. It has worked. I only endorse it because it helped my wife with her knee pain. I didn't even know she was taking it. Then when it was mentioned, she said, oh yeah, this stuff is like magic. Look, there are people who've told me they've postponed or delayed or simply negated surgery because of Relief Factor. That's how powerful it is. Go to www.relieffactor.com, that's relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, that's 800-500-8384. This remarkable product is called Relief Factor, relieffactor.com.
Trial lawyers are in the business of persuasion. They defend us and they defend our rights when we've been wronged. So why don't they persuade the public of their value when politicians trash them in the press? This week on Champions of Justice, Tom Girardi and David Lira put the question to the president of the International Academy of Trial Lawyers, Chris Searcy, and you'll get a new appreciation for these barristers of freedom. Join us. Tune in, Champions of Justice, Sunday mornings at 10 here on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Phil Van Horn here for Blue Rock Energy. It never hurts to explore your options, and at Blue Rock, there's a lot to explore, like fixed, variable, and blended energy rate plans for your business, a full range of services to help reduce energy consumption, and a level of predictability that your local utility can't match. Plus, our energy advisors are there every step of the way, so whatever choice you make, you know it's the right one. Visit BlueRockEnergy.com today and learn how to get a free on-site assessment.
When you or a family member is in an accident, the name that comes to mind is Bramnick. Lawyers John and Brent Bramnick at the Bramnick Law Firm can be reached 7 days a week. Phone consultations are free, and accident cases are handled on a contingency fee. No recovery, no fee. John Bramnick began his law practice in 1984, now has 17 lawyers and a staff of 30 ready to assist you. Not every accident results in a lawsuit, but if a lawsuit is necessary, the Bramnicks have the resources to pursue the case and to take it to trial. Not all cases require a trial, but Bramnick lawyers have the trial experience necessary to fight for your fair compensation. Wondering how you're going to pay your medical bills? How you're going to be compensated for lost earnings? They have all the answers. The Bramnick lawyers handle on-the-job accidents as well as a wide variety of cases involving negligence. If it's an accident, then you need to call Bramnick, 877-423-4878, 877-423-4878, or go to johnbramnick.com.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
8:28, this is the Piscopo in the Morning Show. Frank Morano here with Al Gattulo and Joe Borelli, who actually is apparently going... I thought he was joking when he said this.
He has a wicked smile
on his
face.
David Berg, to give the audience an idea, David Berg left his pile of raw meat, his Himalayan salt, his salt, his pepper, his steak sauce, which, you know, he didn't put on. But so I have this block of Himalayan salt in this beautiful porterhouse steak.
Strikes me as
excellently marbled. I mean, the thing that I'll never understand is the amount of confidence he had just to blowtorch
a
steak.
Well, he's been doing it for a long time.
Right, he's a professional.
See, and I have more confidence, Councilman, full disclosure, I have more confidence in you blowtorching the steak than I do with Frank,
because
Frank spills everything. Yeah. Falls down, gets
into
accidents.
Hot end down.
Yeah.
Hot end down. Again,
whatever you want, pass it.
Children, do not try this
at home.
Right. Okay, now I'm watching the councilman repeatedly click the blowtorch while it's not lighting, which usually ends in a bad place.
No, he's
well,
doing
actually,
a good
you're
job.
Doing a good job. Wow.
I'm making it look good. Let me videotape this myself.
As Assemblymember Nicole Malliotakis, your colleague in government, just
I'm
texted
burning the
me,
salt. Look at me. I'm burning something.
You are in your glory now.
Frank,
with
move
some
that
raw
thing.
Meat.
I'm burning the salt and pepper, I think.
Move which thing?
Move what thing?
We've got flames. Hold on. I got to turn the blowtorch off for a second.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
I burned this. Look.
What'd you burn?
This
plastic bag.
Plastic bag.
Yeah. Again, this is why we usually leave this to professionals, actually.
It's a good thing management's not here.
Yes, thank goodness.
Oh, yeah, put the spice on after you've burned it.
Well, I'm going to go again.
Joe, when you invite me over for your barbecue, if I say I'm not coming,
it doesn't smell as good as when David Burke was making. Have you noticed?
It smells like plastic.
Yeah, it smells like burned plastic now. Yes.
Now I'm going to probably burn the phone.
You haven't had that on the streetcar?
Oh, my goodness. This is going to end well. All right,
let's give it one more go. But let's talk about politics while I'm doing this. I mean, there's no reason not to.
So I want to ask you about the governor of the state of... Oh, my goodness. That was awful.
Oh, that's how you make all the sparks.
Wait, are you burning the phone?
No,
I can see why
they
have this sign, no food or beverages allowed in the studio.
We don't listen to rules.
But so let me ask you about the governor of the state of New York, Andrew Cuomo. Evidently, he put out an election flyer, asking New Yorkers to vote, reminding them that they have a right to vote and they should exercise that right to vote. Now, the gubernatorial candidate of the Republican, Conservative and Reform parties, Mark Molinaro, he has a big problem with this. What's the matter with this?
Well, the public should have a problem. I mean, there's rules against this.
Sorry to disturb your rare...
You're not allowed. You're not allowed to send a taxpayer expense, a mailer out, with your picture and touting the good works you do within 100 days, is the city rule, I forget what the state rule is, but within 100 days of an election. Governor Cuomo, despite his best efforts, has a primary on September 13th, well within 100 days. In fact, we're within 100 days of the general election.
Mm.
This is something that was sent to every voter, touting the governor, showing a picture of him. This is why the accusations of the governor's corruption sometimes stick.
Well, so this is where he did the similar thing 4 years ago in running these TV commercials advertising New York as such a great place to do business, even though every business person in New York just about would disagree with that. And you mentioned the governor and corruption. Apparently, the governor is getting a little touchy when reporters ask him about corruption, because Zach Fink, who's a reporter for New York One, pressed Cuomo about corruption because you have $400,000 in questionable donations to his campaign from Crystal Run, an upstate health clinic. So
and keep in mind, Zach Fink's questions were not out of the realm of possibility.
Right.
This is after two sets of convictions, the first with Joe Prococo, Todd Howe.
Shelley Silver.
I'm just talking about the executive branch corruption involving...
Not the other three
involving
amigos.
Pay-to-play accusations within Cuomo's own government.
Right.
You had a second set of two indictments, two convictions, two sets. It's not out of the scope of possibilities that a enterprising, great New York One reporter, Zach Fink, would ask the governor, hey, by the way, about the third accusation of corruption, maybe you want to give back the money. Maybe you want to answer for that.
Right. And here's what Governor Cuomo said when he was asked about fraud and corruption. He said, speaking of fraud, Charter Spectrum has been executing fraud on the people of this state. And that's what he said there. He went on to not answer the question and instead tell Zach Fink, you, not Charter Spectrum, you are defrauding the people of this state. That's a fraud. So I don't know why you never thought of this. When New York One was asking you uncomfortable questions, just turn it around on them and start bashing their parent company.
Well, I mean, you know, Charter Spectrum as a parent company does deserve to be bashed, you know, separate and apart, right? But that doesn't excuse the governor from being, asked questions that are part and parcel to what the taxpayers elected him to do. These aren't some, you know, every politician doesn't like when questions involving some silly thing that's not really important. You know, Bill de Blasio, for example, was up there canoeing with Bernie Sanders, and there was some funny questions about why he was spending his time canoeing. Like, those are the things that get under politicians' nerves. When you are actually accused of corruption, and the reporter is asking you about said corruption, you have to. This is exactly what Democrats are angry about Donald Trump for. Again, Charter Spectrum is a company. Deserves to be criticized for what they did to their workers for the past 18 or 19 or 20 months without giving them a contract, starving these people out of house and home with reason. These weren't, crazy demands that these workers were making. They deserve what they got. That doesn't excuse Governor Cuomo from not answering for the fact that his administration is the most corrupt gubernatorial administration in 100 years.
Wow.
You'd have to go back to William Plain Bill Sulzer in 1913 to find a governor of New York with an administration as corrupt as this one.
See, you people listening at home thought you were going to make it through your Friday morning without hearing about William Plain Bill Sulzer. Well, you had another thing coming this morning, thanks to Joe Borelli. All right, we're going to talk with Mike Gallagher next, get a preview of what's coming up on his show at 10, and get his take on yesterday's Trump rally in Pennsylvania. And
the councilman's going to burn more meat.
Yes, exactly. While he's burning the meat, let's get a news update from Wild Al Cotolo.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
77 degrees at 8:36. I'm Al Cotolo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Some breaking news. U.S. employers added a modest 157,000 jobs in July. The unemployment rate falls to 3.9%. And activists in Queens are calling for a change in testing for elderly drivers. They want people age 80 and older to be retested for driving every 2 years. The push is being led by the family of a 17-year-old girl who was hit by an 88-year-old driver in the Whitestone neighborhood earlier this year. The woman who struck the teen ran a red light. The family has started a petition that's received over 22,000 signatures urging lawmakers in Albany to pass legislation on the issue. Police are searching for a possible arsonist after a playground for children with special needs went up in flames Wednesday in Woodbridge. Woodbridge Mayor John McCormick says it's unfortunate the playground was damaged because so many children enjoy it. There were 60 different pieces of equipment that were all handicapped accessible. The children who used the playground, which was built in 2008, attend a school nearby. In sports, the Yankees jumped out to a 4-0 lead only to get pounded 15-7 in Boston. Jonathan Holder gave up 7 runs in relief without retiring a batter to take the loss. And the Mets, they were doubled up by the Braves by the final of 4-2. Sports sponsored by Rawlings, the finest in the field. Visit Rawlings.com for more information. Stuck in traffic? Amy Salerno's got the answer.
Good morning. We have an accident in the Bronx on the Deegan South Bend at 230th Street. Delays are backed up to Van Cortlandt Park South. Cross Bronx delays are between the Bruckner and 3rd Avenue. Then we have an accident also on the Harlem River Drive North Bend over at 8th Avenue. Those delays are back to the 145th Street Bridge. Southbound side of the Harlem River Drive, just volume from Park Avenue to the Willis Avenue Bridge. Then on the West Side Highway southbound from 125th to 96th Streets. Emergency construction does block the left lane. Inbound at the George Washington Bridge, no reported delays on the upper or lower levels. All your approaches are quiet. Lincoln Tunnel delays are only 5 minutes now inbound. Holland remains the toughest ride, 15 minutes from the Turnpike and 20 from the 1 and 9 approach. Once you're in the city, parking rules, meter rules will be in effect. Weather for today, scattered thunderstorms this morning, mainly cloudy for your afternoon, with more thunderstorms likely, high near 85. Tomorrow, we'll see some more thunderstorms in the morning and then a chance of scattered thunderstorms by the afternoon, highs 84. Now you know how not to go. I'm Amy Salerno at AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Hotels.com. With Hotels.com, get rewarded from seaside cabins in Oregon to five-star resorts in Mexico. Hotels.com deals come with access to instant savings, too. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded. Instant savings available on select properties.
At Smoothie King, the journey to blend cleaner, more delicious smoothies never stops. Every ingredient is selected to help you feel good inside and out. They call it cleaner blending. And now they're blending with more whole veggies like kale, carrots, and whole organic spinach. If you want something healthy or indulgent, Smoothie King has the smoothie for you. Our $5 Friday is full of fruits and veggies and tastes good. Come have breakfast for $5, lunch for $5, dinner for $5. $5 Fridays for 32 ounces, only at Smoothie King. Smoothies with a purpose.
This is a special notice to all U.S. taxpayers. If you owe the IRS or state back taxes and cannot afford to pay them back, there's good news. Due to the financial hardship many are facing in today's economy, the IRS has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Qualifying for this program will resolve your tax problem, end all collections, and possibly reduce your back taxes by up to 90%. If you are facing wage garnishments, liens, bank levies, audits or payroll taxes, it's not too late. Your circumstances may qualify you for this special program, protecting your savings and your assets. If you owe the IRS or state back taxes and cannot afford to pay them back, there's no need to worry anymore. Call the hotline at Victory Tax Solutions to see if you qualify and potentially save thousands. For this free information, call 800-813-1105. 800-813-1105. That's 800-813-1105.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, we'll hear part one of Greg's conversation with Reverend Dr. Calvin O. Butts III, president of State University of New York College at Old Westbury and pastor of Abyssinian Church in New York City, where they talk education, civil rights, social justice, and economic development in New York. It's Reaching Out, Saturday night at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Folks, if you're not getting a great night's sleep, there's a good chance it's because of YourPillow. I have great news. Mike Lindell, the founder and creator of MyPillow, is back with his most popular offer ever. Buy one premium MyPillow and get the second premium MyPillow free. Sleeping on a MyPillow is fantastic. It never goes flat, it stays cool through the night, and you can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact need to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer. MyPillow is back with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. You can even put it in the washer and dryer. Now you can buy one premium MyPillow and get another premium MyPillow absolutely free. Call 1-800-651-0798, use the promo code AM970, or go to MyPillow.com. Make sure you use the promo code AM970. That number again, 1-800-651-0798, promo code AM970.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM970. The Answer.
Live from the Smart Way to Buy... .com Studios.
841. In the last 8 seconds, I was just giving some commercial reading advice to my friend, Councilmember Joe Borelli. I told him to personalize it a little bit, include some of his own MyPillow experiences. A guy that could give you a lesson or two in how to sell pillows is a man who is breaking records for selling pillows. People just, they start greeting him by throwing pillowcases at him because he's become so synonymous with pillows. He happens to be one of the most listened to radio talk show hosts in the whole country, and has learned that the secret to me saying nice things about him is to buy me lunch, which he did yesterday. Very good friend, Mike Gallagher. Hello there, Mike.
I buy lunch because, you know, Councilman, you should know, Frank is the master of, he starts to do the fake grab for the wallet, and I am waiting for him to pay. Nobody does this better than him. I can't believe it. Every time I've had lunch with Frank, including yesterday at a very expensive restaurant, I mean, it was
$99. He doesn't go to cheap places, Mike.
That's right.
No. I thought Burger King, there's a Burger King right around the office here. No. He goes, we're going to the best. And he does that grab where he starts to get his wallet out.
Makes a show of it,
but he goes so slow, I thought he was having a stroke because it's just his arm just stood there. I thought,
and then you saw the receipts fly out of the wallet like George Costanza.
It's unbelievable. And I have a feeling he took the receipt and turned it in. So
That's right. He'll
expense it. I paid for it, and he'll expense
that's
it.
That's right.
So
that's true.
Please, to all the powers that be at AM 970 The Answer, check out the receipt, because for the record, yesterday at that whatever she grill we went to, the fancy I mean, you guys
it's
with
an,
the with the
an
with
Irish
the
pub thrower. Somewhere around the corner from here.
It wasn't an Irish pub.
Irish pub.
Five-star restaurant. I mean, Well, honest to goodness, it was $99 for the two of us, just for the record, for lunch.
Well, look, anybody that's
For Frank, it was zero.
Exactly. Anybody that's ever eaten with you, Mike, knows you're getting off easy with only $99. Come on.
No kidding. I mean, I like to eat. Look at me. I can't get through the door. If I don't lose 50 pounds, I'm watching you guys with the blowtorches and the food with the chef. And, you know, it's a disaster. I'm thinking that whole building's going up. I hope the sprinkler system works. Because watching you guys wave around those torches, a frightening, frightening thing. Almost as frightening as seeing Jim Acosta in the middle of a Trump crowd at a Trump rally. Where was he last night, guys? Was he at Wilkes-Barre?
No, he's at a secure and undisclosed location.
He's in a safe space.
To take refuge.
He has been triggered. I mean, he's injected himself into the middle of this, hasn't he? And he's going on and complaining about this isn't the America he recognizes. And he stormed out of the briefing yesterday. Of course, I'm sure you guys have played the epic audio by Sarah Sanders. I can't wait to play it again, you know, where Sarah is just dressing him down, explaining what she's had to go through because of, and she makes the great argument. You want to talk about amping up anger and resentment in our culture and our country? How about you back off CNN? How about every night you guys don't bash relentlessly any attempt to make this country great again? You guys are attacking. You think that gets people riled up? How about Steve Scalise, another congressman, being shot on a baseball field by a Republican-hating liberal Democrat? You think he watched CNN or MSNBC? Now, I'm not blaming the media for that kind of violence, but if you want to go down that road, you gotta look at both sides. You can't just blame, you know, President Trump, because that's all they want to do, is everything's got to be laid at Trump's doorstep for people yelling CNN sucks. And P.S., CNN, a crowd booing a reporter doesn't come close to the violence we've seen, heaped upon Trump supporters, up to including people being shot on a baseball field.
Well, and if you look at the journalists that have been shot, like at that newsroom in the Beltway, that wasn't violence that was carried out by a Trump supporter. And yet you hear the New York Times editor, the publisher, who has no problem putting someone on his editorial board with a long history of bigoted, anti-cop, anti-elderly, anti-white written material put out there in public. He said, he told the president he's afraid someone's going to get hurt. I mean, it seems he doth protest too much a bit, Mike.
I have a theory. You're right. He doth protest too much. This is a stunt. Everybody can see the TV cable news ratings. There's a great site I always tell everybody about. It's an inside site. It's called TVNewser.com. And at TVNewser.com, they have the ratings from literally the night before, because in television, unlike radio, they do overnights. And you can see the next day's ratings or the previous day's ratings. Fox News is at an all-time high in terms of its numbers. MSNBC comes in second. Lately, they haven't been particularly close, but there are nights when they're close. Rachel Maddow gets good listenership or good viewership. They have their moments. CNN gets beat by, you know, Batman reruns on, I mean, they're a distant third.
But what do they expect when not only do they have Jim Acosta out there, you know, ginning up this hatred, but then they have wall-to-wall interviews with Jim Acosta to discuss the incident in the 9 o'clock hour, the 10 o'clock hour, and it's like they live in a bubble, Mike.
Joe, try watching a panel discussion where they have one mildly pro-Trump person and like six other Trump haters, including the host.
He's been in those fights.
I think I've been a victim. My Me Too moments have been yelled at by Don Lemon and chastised. I won't even go on those shows anymore, to be honest, Mike. It's not worth it. It's just not worth it.
It's pathetic to watch. It's awful for the people like you who are trying to be somewhat fair and make an argument that represents, I don't know, according to Rasmussen, 50% of the American people. The poll numbers, I mean, this is what's making their heads explode, guys. The poll numbers keep rising. We just got unemployment now. The unemployment number released moments ago went down to 3.9%. So we have record low unemployment. Employment ticked down to 3.9% as revealed just a couple of minutes ago. Poll numbers, black approval ratings for the president, about 10 points higher than they were this time a year ago. Hispanic support, dramatically higher than it was this time a year ago. They don't get that the dogs just don't like what they're selling over at CNN.
Mike, do you remember about 3 months ago when Donald Trump misspoke and he said that the parents of Korean War veterans who were lost in Korea were still looking for the remains? And it was just a little misspoken turn of phrase. How stupid do they look right now that the bodies of those servicemen are actually coming home?
And of course, how stupid do they look that it wasn't even a big story? I had a caller call me yesterday and say he looked on the CNN website and couldn't even find coverage of the remains of 55 servicemen being returned from North Korea. Now, Joe, as you and I know, past presidents have tried and past presidents have failed to get that done. And he got it done. He keeps getting things done. You know, I say often the bull in the china shop, we get it. He's rough. He's got, he's edgy. He's a New Yorker. But when you keep seeing these rising poll numbers, you realize that Americans are getting this. I don't know that there's going to be any kind of blue anything in November. I keep having this very confident feeling. You know, we got to get people to vote. You got to get the message out. We got to make phone calls, knock on doors, get involved online. But I think that the Republicans are going to have a pretty good showing on November the 6th. I cannot imagine Americans embracing the Maxine Waters, Ocasio-Cortez style of Democratic Party of 2018. And as long as the president keeps succeeding, I think we're going to be in pretty good shape. It's a big weekend, guys, for Dinesh D'Souza. Mm. We've been promoting his movie, Death of a Nation, which is so much fun to watch. And as always, a Dinesh D'Souza movie is so informative, but it's very entertaining. And this has got tremendous production value. Even his critics say, well, it's well made. There's great production. And it's fun to watch a reliving November of 2016, the election night, what they said before the election. And then to start to tie in the real roots of fascism and racism. Since the left wants to call us fascists and racists all the time, Dinesh does a very scholarly, masterful job of going through the real roots of fascism, looking at what Adolf Hitler modeled his regime on. And it's very troubling if you think you want to be a socialist in the mold of this young woman who upset Joe Crowley. So we'll be all over that today. Great jobs numbers, really, really important stuff that's happening around our country, and we just can't. We just can't get enough of them. I mean, what a time to be alive, guys. And, of course, this reporter they've hired over at the New York Times. Joe, or Frank, you and I were talking about it over the expensive lunch that you made me go to yesterday. What a story that the Times is standing by her. She's standing by her racist tweets. And I'm always very careful. Companies have a right to fire or anybody they want. I always have said that. I don't believe in this mindset. Nobody can be fired. Nobody should be fired. I know some of my colleagues, I think Tucker and others, and Sean Hannity believe that, no one should lose their jobs if they apologize. Listen, companies can do this, but there is such wild inconsistency, and the person that I think ought to be the most disgusted at the hiring of Sarah Young over at the New York Times, considering her history of these filthy, racist, anti-white tweets, is Roseanne Barr. Mm. Roseanne Barr, one tweet, and she lost everything. So see, that's the test. Are you on the left? Are you a progressive? Or are you a Trump supporter? If you're a Trump supporter and you put out one ugly tweet, for which you immediately apologize, falling all over herself, trying to make it right, Roseanne did. No, you're done.
Give it a shot, Mike. Tweet something inflammatory and then apologize for it few minutes later.
I'll be at the Burger King that I wanted to take you to as the night manager if I'm lucky on the weekends. I think I'd be good.
Mike, have a good show. We know that it's white hot. We'll be listening, and I will buy you lunch next time.
Sure. Make the grab. My choice, though, next time, let's go over to McDonald's because it's all I can afford.
That's all I can afford. Thank you, Mike.
Have a great weekend, fellas. Great job this morning. I've enjoyed listening to you.
Thank you. All right, coming up next, we'll take your calls at 877-970-2999. But first, here's Amy Salerno with the traffic.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Expect delays on the Garden State Parkway northbound at exit 150. A crash partially blocks that exit ramp, so you'll see some delays. More delays are on 1 and 9 northbound from Roanoke Avenue out to the truck routes. 80 westbound between Route 46 and I-80. Traffic is a little slow. At the GWB, not a problem inbound on the upper or lower levels. Looks like a pretty good ride from all your approaches. Lincoln Tunnel has eased. Holland Tunnel inbound, 10-minute wait from the Turnpike and 20 from the 1 and 9 approach. Once you're in the city, Harlem River Drive southbound is slow from Park Avenue to the Willis Avenue Bridge. Northbound delays on Harlem River Drive are at 8th Avenue due to a crash. Emergency construction continues on Westside Highway southbound between 125th and 96th Streets. And then in the Bronx, we did have that crash still on the Deegan southbound at 230th Street, still in the process of getting cleaned up. Parking rules, meter rules, all in effect for today. You now know how not to go. I'm Amy Salerno at AM 970. The Answer.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
On August 10th, get ready for a comedy that's off the leash.
Do you think I'm ridiculous throwing a party for my dog?
I would say that bouncy house is over the top.
Four lonely strangers will discover that man's best friend...
No offense, but is your dog pregnant or just super fat?
...are the best matchmakers.
Dogs open their hearts to love and to be loved.
This dog has made us a family.
Dog Days, in theaters August 10th.
Michael Medved, coming up at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Couple of minutes before 9 o'clock, this is the Joe Piscopo Show. Joe is off in Las Vegas, hanging out with the Trekkies and Trekkers. So we have a Joe of our own, Joe Borelli. But not to be out-Joed, we have the weather Sherpa, Joe Lundberg, guiding you towards a very, very uncomfortable day today, Joe. How bad is it going to be?
Well, it's already warm and sticky outside, and temperatures approaching 80. And then we're going to head to the mid-80s before the shower and thunderstorm threat develops for the early to mid-afternoon hours and continues overnight. Just not going to be very pleasant later today.
That's pretty disappointing, Joe. I mean, you sound defeated as you describe it.
I am. It's going to affect my biking plans. I can't get out and bike in this stuff, you know?
Fair enough, Joe. Well, hang in there. Bring an umbrella.
I will do that.
I have an umbrella hat I'll be wearing.
We have a heat wave coming up next week, right, Joe?
I think Monday and Tuesday we're going to be 90 or so with high humidity.
Not bad.
And then that'll be sliced into on Wednesday with a shower and thunderstorm. Then it's a little cooler into next week.
All right. Well, fair enough. Thank you very much, Mr. Lundberg. We will check in with you next hour. I want to congratulate the wrestler Kane on being elected the mayor in Tennessee. He's been elected the mayor of Knox County, Tennessee. His real name is I don't think he campaigned as Kane, but his real name is Glenn Jacobs. And folks that are older wrestling fans may also remember that he was also Isaac Yankum.
Well, good
VDS,
for him.
Yes, absolutely. Let's say hello real quick to Hank in Browns Mills. Hello there, Hank.
Mr. Borelli, I have a question.
Good morning, Hank.
I've been watching Facebook and Twitter, and you have great gardens. We started off the same time with Alcatulo.
But I saw you have a lot more space. You have a lot more space than I do, a lot more sunshine.
I know, but why is it that you have all the vegetables and all I'm getting is one, two tomatoes, a bunch of zucchini flowers, not one vegetable?
My zucchinis are just starting to come in, but I use the Vigoro 10-10-10 fertilizer. It seems to work pretty well.
Oh, very good. Very good. And I don't think I'll like my comment about having Frank do the...
No,
Al's grumpy.
Not at all.
Al's grumpy.
No, it has nothing to do with being grumpy, and thanks for the call, Hank. It's just that I don't want to trust Frank with anything flammable. He could, without a doubt, he spills coffee all over the consoles all the time. A blowtorch would be a devastation.
All right, well... for those of you listening, don't worry. Only an hour of Al Gattula left before you could start your weekend. I know you're thinking what I'm thinking. 877-970-2999. Coming up next hour, we will tell you how high President Trump's poll numbers are, and we'll explore the world of bullying by politicians. You're not going to want to miss that discussion. Trust me. First, here's Al Gattula with the news.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
77 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Gattula with local news first. Here's what's going on. A New York lawmaker calling on the state to take action against NYSEG. State Senator Terrence Murphy wrote a letter to the Public Service Commission pressing them to force the utility company to improve service. He argues that people in Westchester County have had poor service this year with numerous outages. Murphy says if NYSEG can't do the job, the state should allow another utility company to service customers in the county. NYSEG recently announced plans to upgrade service. The unsettled weather that has plagued the tri-state area is expected to remain with us through the weekend. Hot, humid weather expected to continue for the next few days. Temperatures remaining in the mid to upper 80s, and there is a threat of thunderstorms each day. In sports, Yankees beaten by the Red Sox 15-7. It was the Braves over the Mets 4-2. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattula, AM 970, The Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.